I'm going to say two words to you right now. I want you to listen to them very, very carefully. Then I want you to take them out of the office with you and incorporate them into your life.
Shall I write them down?
Well, if it makes you comfortable, it's just two words. We find most people can remember them.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here they are.
Stop it!
This is the news, according to me. Just stop it. Stop it. Hello, it is the news, according to me. It's Thursday, September 25th, 8:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host. My name is Kevin. You are here to hear what you are here to hear. You are here to hear. Ear to ear. Ear. Yes, you're here to hear what I think about the news. It's my opinion of what's going on in the news. But I want to know what your opinion is of my opinion. I don't want to know your opinion. I want you to know I want to know what your opinion of my opinion is. Or just your opinion. Either way is fine. I don't care what you say. You can call our hotline, leave a message, or you can text the number as well. 812-379-8778. I may or may not read your comments on the air. On the air, whatever, on the tube, cloud, whatever we're doing here. I have by my side my trusty little puppy who is looking. He's been a little gassy this morning. He's kind of looking back at his behind, I think. He might have surprised himself with a... I think he's still trying to figure out where that noise and that air comes from. That's what's going on back there. I have in my cup, I have Big Train, the last of my tub of Big Train chai with brand new Almond Joy creamer, the kind that has to be refrigerated. And I also have some sweet peach tea, homemade sweet peach tea. I have... Well, that's really good stuff. I have just enough to get me through the day today, and I go back to work tomorrow morning. Anyway, I got to leave early in the morning, so I will be off tomorrow from doing the podcast. However, yesterday, if you didn't catch the show yesterday, kind of strange actually. If you didn't catch the show yesterday, the statistics, I was looking at statistics yesterday. This is yesterday. Yeah, today's the 25th. Yeah, last 2 days, stats on the numbers for listenerhood is way up there. We're talking way up there, which is kind of interesting, to say the least. Very interesting. I have a few things to talk about today. I'm going to jump right into things. Because by the way, yesterday's show was live. It was on Rumble. Let me see if I can actually pull it up here. Rumble sometimes does weird things. Let's see what do we got here. There's Rumble right there. Let's see what happens if I sign in here. Sign in. See what happens. Yeah, there I am. That's it right there. That's what it is. There we go. I don't see anything on here. No, somebody just started following me. It's just wanted to let me know. I don't know. I don't know how to find my videos. How do I do that? Oh, there we go. My content. It's not on there. Kind of makes me wonder if it actually worked. Because I don't see anything. There is nothing on there. It's very frustrating. I'm not exactly sure. Apparently there was no live show yesterday. That is very frustrating. The system that they have, you put in all your stuff and I put it into vMix. It went somewhere because it was, All videos. Yeah, I don't see anything there. There's nothing there from yesterday. Well, that's frustrating. This was a live stream. That was a posted video. I probably should just start doing recordings and just post them. That's what I probably should do on Rumble. Probably the way I should go with that. It's a little bit easier. I can actually just use my webcam. Just do it that way. Record the show. It's nice to be able to play videos and other things and audio stuff, but I'll probably be running some tests this next week, trying to figure some of that stuff out with the whole vMix thing, trying to figure out Rumble. YouTube is a little bit easier. It's still the same process. You put in your RSS feed. You do all the stuff with the RTTF or whatever that feed is thing you got to do. Anyway, so I have a few things to talk about today. I was listening to a interesting thing. I was listening to this. There's a channel called Forgotten History. It's a documentary guy. He has these like 20 to 30 minute long documentaries. And I was listening to this one about Pritzker, Governor Pritzker from Illinois. And when you start digging into it, of course, he goes back. They go most corrupt. So it's called their most corrupt series. So they're going through like people like Elizabeth Warren, Pritzker. I've seen a couple others of just these little mini documentaries. Very detailed in terms of what some of the scandalous stuff that they've done in their past and how they've got to where they are. It is, I tell you, Pritzker is probably one of the, I think he still is. I'm not positive. The richest politician right now, currently in the country. I think he's worth like $36 billion or something like that. And people don't, people associate, oh, he's just for the little guy. He's just for the little guy. And I don't think so. The people he's rubbed elbows with, how he got to where he is. First of all, why does somebody worth that kind of money want to be governor? I know he's going to probably, he thinks he's probably going to run for president at some point. Newsom, of course, is out there. We're going to talk about Newsom a little bit, and this whole thing about stop it. That's the whole thing with the Democrats. They continue the rhetoric. We need to tone down the rhetoric, man. Both sides, you know. But most of the violence is coming from the right. Most of the violence is all coming from the right. But we need to tone it down. And yet, it continues to happen that the left wing nuts are the ones that are, inflamed right now. And yet they continue to keep saying they just want to avoid it. It's like dealing with a 12-year-old that can't admit that they can do anything wrong. Or a 3-year-old, a 12-year-old that acts like a 3-year-old. And that's no offense to 12-year-olds and 3-year-olds. I don't mean to offend you. But if like junior high kids, they can be, now if they're homeschooled, it's a whole different dynamic. All I know is my lived experience. What I remember about being in junior high and grade school and as a kid, high school age, and then dealing with those kinds of kids as a camp counselor and in youth ministry and everything else I've been involved in. Yeah. Let's just say that they're trying to spread their wings and gain some independence at those ages and trying to figure out who they are. They don't even know who they are, but they're trying to be very short-sighted. Of course, they haven't got a lot of life experience to tamper their enthusiasm about some things. And they kind of are also at the pinnacle of their selfishness. Totally unaware. Most 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds have no self-awareness whatsoever. They just live in the emotional moment. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a epidemiologist. I'm just an observer of people for the last almost 63 years. Now, I wasn't much of an observer for the first couple of years of my life, I guess. So you could say that I've only been an observer for maybe 60 years. I didn't really start observing until I was about 2 or 3. And I started taking notes. Couldn't really write yet or anything. I was kind of taking notes with hieroglyphics. I was drawing pictures, finger painting. I don't even understand what I can't even read my own writing. It's just a bunch of scribbles. But I'm sure it was important at the time. I have these individuals like this who are completely unhinged. Well, Gavin Newsom, apparently, he got kind of popular there for a moment because he was being the tough guy. He was coming out. And he's got, what's he doing with his voice? This guy's, normally when people are that age, he's been doing something with his voice. And this happened to Glenn Beck, actually. This has happened to some people in radio and broadcast. If you do not know how to talk, if you do not use your voice properly, you will lose your voice. You can damage your voice by changing it incorrectly, speaking differently than you normally speak in your own voice, in your own tone. This is why when I do voiceover work, I try to find jobs that fit right into my genre of the guy next door kind of voice, because that's what I have. That's what I'm going to use. Now I can put my voice down here. In a world, I got this morning not too great. Well, I got too much chai in my throat. I'll gargle a little bit of that sweet tea. See what we can do with this. It's still not gonna do. I can tell. I don't have it there yet. In a world where one man living in a land before time, it's not. My voice is a little too crisp this morning for that. To get that done, I went out and did some singing or some yelling. I can yell at my dog. I got up kind of early this morning. I got up about 4:30. Dog barking at me. At that point, there's no use staying in bed. I'm just going to get up, get him doing something else. Maybe I can get some more rest. I was able to sleep about another hour then after that. Anyway, he's sleeping. Anyway, Gavin Newsom is out there running around with this whole thing of he's using this voice. It's all raspy, trying to talk tough, still doing the jazz hands thing. I don't know what that's all about. He's doing stuff with his hands that is completely has nothing to do with what he's talking about. I typically talk with my hands. I use my hands a lot when I talk, but I tend to try to shape, do something with my hands to help animate the conversation. I don't just move my hands around from one side to the other and have them doing just weird stuff that has nothing to do with my conversation. That is actually a tell in body language. And if you listen to anybody, any expert who looks at that and goes, this person is trying to detract and deflect from what you're actually saying. They're trying to take away from what their words are. In other words, they're trying to distract you from their words because they don't believe themselves. It's an unbelief in themselves and what they're saying. It's not portrayal. It goes beyond that. It's like almost like deception. It's what a magician would do to distract you from what he's actually doing. They'll show you something over here and they'll present something over there while they're doing something else with their other hand. And what he's doing is something with his hands to distract you from what he's actually saying. It's kind of a mix of different things. And of course, then you have the actual words that he's saying and the way he's saying it. Then I get more into the vocal side of what's going on with what he's saying. And frankly, he is a very lost and confused man. He's living now. That part of him is in portrayal. There's another part of him that it is portrayal. The other part is a deception. It's a deceptive portrayal. What it amounts to. And what he's doing is, now I'm not a body language expert. I think I'm starting to almost get my I'm starting to get my movie trailer guy voice almost. It's almost there. Maybe before the end of the show, I'll do a movie trailer for you. This week on Spectrum, only on Net. Oh yeah, okay, can't wait. LA's Finest. Right, whatever. I did that. I actually did their trailers for about three seasons. I did trailers for LA's Finest. This week on LA's Finest, only on Spectrum and only on demand. I was the guy who did that. Anyway, I don't do it anymore. I don't know why they stopped calling me, but they get fresh voices, different people all the time. And a lot of times it's because the marketing company changes. That's typically what the issue is. It's not the voiceover guy. It's the marketing company that's doing the trailer, that's actually doing the production work. They don't always do that stuff in-house. And so if the director changes or if a producer changes, then of course they have their own buddies and they do their own thing. So they change everything. That's typically what happens. So anyway, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other podcast I need to do about voiceover work. I should probably start one. Now, by the way, there's a guy, I don't want to get too far off the subject here with this whole Gavin Newsom thing. I'm going to come back to it. But there's a guy, and I listened to one of his early on. I still listen to him. He's an old guy now. But I happened to see one of his early on. What is this? This is that's nothing there. I don't want that one, not that one. These are all, that's all stuff I want to watch eventually. Apparently Greta Thunberg is out there again trying to do her thing. Let's see what we got going on here. This isn't YouTube. Oh, I see what's happening. I see what's happening now. What is this one? This one's, this is the, yeah. Okay, I played that one already. Let's do this. What was I talking about? History. I'll go back to my history here and see if I can find this. There's a guy, he's kind of a motivational speaker, but he's also more of a, what would you call him? I'm sure it was a short. Where's all my shorts here? Where's my shorts? I'm going to get into this whole thing about the ICE shootings that have just recently taken place down in Texas. We're going to get into that a little bit, but see if we can find it here somewhere. It's an old video of him, this guy, doing, of course, there's a whole bunch of the, apparently I was binge watching here. There's just a whole bunch of them. Huh. Well, I don't know. Where'd they go? Oh, it's yeah, some people wearing some funny stuff. Let's see here. We got these people who have these little outfits that looks like they're being carried around by an alien or something. They're actually the ones that they got the fake legs and the whole thing. It's kind of quite funny. I don't see it here now anymore. Yeah, it's. Has to have been in this string right here. He talks about, and there's some old, that is a very old one right there. That's Nate Bargatze's old video of him doing something. Interesting stuff. Shirley Temple. Where did all this stuff go? Apparently... Yeah, apparently that wasn't, I'm sure it wasn't a regular video. I'm going to go back to one more. I'm going to look at this one more here. Figure out what this guy's name is. Yeah, I don't see it now. It's gone forever. Huh. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I spent all that time looking for that and I can't find it. What was that? Nope. I sent it.
Wednesday, well, September 10th, that's, well, that's when not, Charlie Kirk was shot. There we
go. I guess that's not on there. go back over here. The oh, goodness. I have... let's go back to the whole Newsom thing. His voice is changing. He's trying to be the Trump for the left side. He's trying to be only, he's trying to be, do everything and say he's the right, he's the guy on the right, in the right, I should say. The guy on the left who's right about things. And he's trying to be the hero now. He's trying to step in and be the tough guy. Yeah, they introduced legislation that's going to force the ICE agents to wear masks. To keep them from wearing masks. Remember, they had a mandate that you had to wear masks first. Right? Everybody had to wear masks. Now it's an anti-mask mandate for the, and of course, they're federal agents. You can't tell them what to wear. Can't tell them they can't do that. Now, there are things that certain federal agents cannot do without the permission of the state and local authorities. However, this is not one of them. Enforcing immigration law is not something that the state, they're actually supposed to participate. They're that's kind of one of the oaths that they take in terms of what they're doing. But of course, they're breaking that with impunity. They don't charge themselves with anything when they don't do that. I do want to play this one video of Knowles, Michael Knowles. I'll do that more towards the end. There's something that the student was challenging Michael Knowles about something that it's just been recently because it was about Kimmel. And we'll talk about Kimmel later. We'll talk about that whole thing. But this whole thing with ICE, and we're going to talk about YouTube and Google as well today. So that's the plan. That's what my little notes are here. My notes are Newsom, Kimmel, ICE, YouTube, Google. That's all I wrote down. I was trying to get things ready to go this morning. I have So he comes out and makes this mandate about this mask thing. Can't wear a mask. Of course, it falls apart because they can't enforce that. What are you gonna do? Arrest an ICE agent for not wearing a mask or for wearing a mask? The whole time, he's like, what are you afraid of? Because these people are showing up in unmarked vans, they're not identifying themselves. They're just disappearing people. Black and brown people. Just showing up and disappearing them. It's Gestapo. It's the Nazis. It's the fascists. It's the dictatorship. They're disappearing. They're offing people. They're just disappearing people. What are you supposed to do with that? If you're a person who can't really understand and process what this guy's saying, and he's claiming he's not being hyperbolic. He's out there claiming to his core he believes there will not be another election in the United States. You people don't understand. I don't believe it. It's to my core. We're just not going to be another election. Not another election. In fact, let's take a look here, shall we? Let me use a different thing here real quick. I want to go to a different thing, as they say. Gavin Newsom, 2028 election. Let's see what he has to say about it. Here he is. This is him on. Let's get to the point where he actually says something about it. This is on Stephen Colbert. I'm going to start calling him Colbert. Gavin Newsom is a weird looking guy. Yeah, this is, let's see what we got going on here. He gets to the point where he talks about and of course he's had his hands moving around all over the place.
America, California, the size of 21 state populations. Combined with some of the best and the brightest
science. Let's see, where is he at here?
As a consequence, we are advancing an independent scientific review.
Yeah, whatever. Independent scientific review.
Quote unquote platforming.
marrying people we disagree with. But look, it's not complicated. Divorce is not an option. We didn't get into January 6th, all the things we disagree on. We have a lot of work to do to make up raising money, but also remediate. I really mean that.
Oh, here it is. This is right at the, almost at the very
raising
end.
Raising money, but also raising awareness.
Now.
On how Donald Trump is trying to rig the midterm elections and how I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that. In the core of my soul, unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up
now,
soberly.
Here's something very strange about
this moment.
He continues to glance down as if he's reading this from a teleprompter. That's very bizarre to me. That is very bizarre to me. And I don't understand. So he's looking at Colbert. Stefan Colbert. And he looks back. He keeps looking down at this thing on the floor. It's like he's looking at a... And he
just today,
believe,
in terms of the work out here, raising money, but also raising
again,
awareness.
Again, hands are bouncing everywhere.
Donald Trump is trying to rig the midterm elections and how I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that. In the core of my soul, unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
Now, and of course, he gets rounds of applause for saying that. What did he just say? First of all, did he say something worth clapping for? The base of the Democrat Party, which is that's kind of people who are going to attend Colbert. Yet this kind of rhetoric and this kind of seriousness, he's not being hyperbolic. In my core, I think he's going to stay in office forever. We're not even a year into his presidency yet. And they're already saying he's never going to leave. Now I have some, unfortunately, not unfortunately, I don't mean to say it that way. Sadly, sometimes I think God reveals some things to me in a way that I just kind of know. It's not something that I don't hear an audible voice. That's not how I hear God. Sometimes it's just, I know something and I know that it's not from me. I know that it's, I have knowledge of something. I have an understanding or knowledge of something. I know something's going to happen. I know about something. And I know that whatever that something is, it's not something that I conjured up in my head. It's not a fear. It's not an anxiety. It's just something I know. It's not based on anything anybody has said. It's not based on anything. But I think I know something about the Trump presidency that I am not willing to share at this time on the show. There may be a time when I will point back at this broadcast, at this little podcast, and I will say, that's what I was referring to. So we'll go with that. However, so Gavin Newsom, this whole crazy man, he's got crazy look in his eyes. And of course, he looks at Stephen Colbert. He's got this look on his face like he's just being totally serious. I'm totally serious. And of course, Gavin Newsom is the one who's going to save us from this man, from this evil. Look, when you start saying things like this, this ramps up the rhetoric. This gets back to the whole just stop it thing. Just stop it. They do this kind of stuff, and then they continue to say it's the right that's stirring up all the violence. That's what we've been pushing back on all this time. We've been pushing back and challenging it. No, it's the rhetoric you're using to challenge and push back. You're not just having a conversation. Adam Carolla, I really appreciate Adam Carolla. The guy, he is a deep thinker, and he's very brilliant. I think the guy probably would have been a brain surgeon if he would have gone down that road. Not the brain surgeons are all, you know. they're very smart people. Don't get me wrong. They're intelligent. You know, doctors are doctors, lawyers, all this. They're smart people. Don't get me wrong. Most of them are smart people. But they don't, they're smart in that area. They can be very ignorant about other things. He was talking about this whole thing about the way Gavin Newsom is. He's kind of comparing Gavin Newsom to Kamala Harris. But in terms of being a presidential candidate and everything about the guy, he is a very slick individual. And he's also very deceptive. Never really answers questions. He's very, very good at dodging things. Much more so than Kamala was. Kamala wouldn't answer a question. She would answer it, but it wasn't anything coherent. You couldn't understand it. He just avoids questions, and he's very good at it. He makes it sound like he's answered the question, but he hasn't. And talk about scandal. Again, I refer you back to Forgotten History, Most Corrupt Series, Gavin Newsom. Check on that. See where he's been. These people are pathetic, disgusting, filthy people. I don't say that from a standpoint of judgment. I stand by the things that these people have done and what they've done to get where they are. They've done some very filthy things. He's not immune from that. He's not excused from any of that. Just saying. I'm not saying I'm a better person. I'm just saying I'm a different person. And that's, but anyway, he's after the presidency in 2020. He wants to run in 2028. I don't know what his deal is with this saying that there's not going to be an election in 2028. I'm not sure what that's about. He's going to influence the 2026 elections. He's going to, if you don't tamper with the 2026 elections, the midterms. This is setting them up for, they know they're going to lose. I mean, the whole, it's a year away. Anything can happen. Lots of things can happen. I guarantee you, if Charlie Kirk had been, if the election had been held this November, the Charlie Kirk effect would have been overwhelming. I don't, and it's not so much that people are going to show up to vote for Republicans. I'm not sure it's that, but people are not going to show up to vote for Democrats. I think that's where their problem is right now. They're going to have a hard time motivating anybody to get out to the polls with the kind of crap that they're pulling and the stuff that they're doing all the time. Now, as we ramp into the 2026 election season, which is coming up here, usually it starts about 12 months out. So in November, you're going to start to see candidates coming up who want to run for the midterms. Normally, the Democrats keep things pretty quiet because they don't want to energize their opponents. But they're the underdogs right now. They're underwater in all the polls. They are in bad shape, and they've got to do something. So they're, again, they don't want to energize their opponents into coming out and voting against them. So they don't want to get the right-wing base stirred up because they will show up at the polls. They have to be very careful here. The problem is they need to get their folks entered, and that's how they sneak in with all the things that all the little shenanigans that they pull. In every election cycle, anyway, but the midterms are, they get away with a whole lot more. And they usually try to make gains at the midterms, and the reason they do is because they can get away with more. I will call it shenanigans, even though it's criminal activity is what it is. And I think that he's making reference to that now. He's trying to make excuses right now for when they lose the midterms, which I think they're going to. Folks, I think we're headed into a time. I've said this before. I have so much respect right now for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I have a lot of respect for what the administration is doing in terms of policy. I don't like the stuff that Trump says occasionally. I can put that aside. Okay, that doesn't affect my life. Policy affects my life. It affects the lives of those around me. And that's at the end of the day, I don't care if you cuss and swear and do all kinds of weird stuff. If you're fixing the problems, if you're actually doing something worthwhile, then so be it. I'll work with somebody like that. I'll work with somebody who wants to work on the problem. You can be the nicest guy in the world and you're not getting it done. And I've been accused of, it's called a VNP. Very nice person. There's some kind of a, I guess it's some kind of a scale that they rate people on, pigeonhole people into. I was working for a church one time. And my boss, in front of me, he wasn't my direct report, but he was the next guy. He was the top guy, top dog in the show, the pastor. I'll call him a pastor, I guess. It's more like a CEO. But we have, I don't speak badly of him, I'm just saying it. That's the mentality of the megachurch, typically. The top dog at a mega church that has no, that is just a mega church. It's not, church government is a thing that I'm all too familiar with. And when you have a church that is an organization that is set up so that the pastor or one man in particular or person can walk into any room at any time in any meeting and eliminate anybody from the leadership position. When one person has that kind of authority, when they can pick and choose who those leaders are going to be, and whether you're going to stay and how you're going to lead and everything else, that is not a type of church government I care to live under. I will not be a part of that. They can say all day that they have a board of elders and the pastor is accountable to those individuals. Whatever they want to, how they want to justify it. But then, guess who gets to pick those elders? The pastor. The pastor picks those elders. Yeah, when you start getting into that kind of positions, then we got problems. But anyway, one of the first questions I ask whenever I visit a church, if I'm looking for a church to attend, I ask them who is the head individual, the top person with regard to church government here. Well, that would be the pastor. He's the head pastor here, lead pastor, whatever you call him. And then the next question I usually ask is, who can fire him? And you'd be surprised at some of the looks I've gotten for asking that question and some of the responses I've gotten for asking that question. Some of them have an immediate answer. Well, there's a board of elders that can oust him. They take a vote. The vote is based on a census with the people, with the congregation, and that is heavily weighted to how the elders would respond to whether the pastor would be let go or not. That was one response I got from one. I was like, if it actually works that way, and the congregation chooses the elders, that's pretty healthy. That's not too bad. Some of them would look at me and just go, like they've never heard of that idea before. Like, why would that happen? First of all, what are the circumstances? Why are you asking this silly question? Well, then I'm just asking the question so that I know I'm not going to come back here again. I'm not going to be a part. I'm not going to be a member here anyway. I might attend. I'm not going to be a member. Those are the kinds of questions I ask. But anyway, how did I give on all that? The issue here is that, what was I even talking about? The rhetoric. Uh, Oh, I was gonna try to find this guy, this one other guy that. What is his name? Can't remember his name. Where's my subscriptions? Let's go back to that. Maybe I can find it there. This guy is he's very good. Boy, I just don't see it anywhere here. And I'm not going to continue looking. Wow, I'm really into the show already. Where was I at? So Newsom comes out with this kind of rhetoric, talking about ICE officials and all kinds of things that are going on. I was talking about the midterms. That's what I was talking about. He starts to grovel about the ICE officials and doing all the stuff that they're doing. Not even 10 hours after he made these comments about this legislation and this ICE, whole ICE thing, and the people doing that, they're coming in and taking people from there, and just disappearing people. Of course, you got the media playing into this and not pushing back, not doing anything with regard to. I can't believe some of the stuff that's on CNN anymore. Okay, so we have, just looking through my feed here while I'm talking. Unfortunately, it's distracting me. Squirrel. Yeah, I have, not moments, it just seemed like within minutes, this is what it seemed like, it was within hours, of Newsom making these comments, you get a guy taking pot shots at an ICE facility. And this is not the first time. That's like the second or third time this has happened now. Where they called it more of a random drive-by type shooting. Like this one, I guess, was a sniper attack. This one was actually a high elevated area, rooftop type thing. It was shooting down at ICE officials and ended up killing a couple of migrants. Now, the left is saying, oh, he just out there killing migrants because he's a white supremacist. That's why he's killing migrants. He didn't want to kill any of the ICE people, any of the federal agents. He was killing migrants. Even though he had, engraved on his bullets, he had engraved all kinds of, ISIS or ICE fascists and all this kind of stuff. And he was all, anti is all left-wing stuff. Well, he was just doing that to throw you off. And I'm not talking about the most recent one who did that just a couple weeks ago. They start bringing up, well, this is how that guy in Christchurch, New Zealand, went into a mosque, and he was a white supremacist, rabid white supremacist. He went in, shot up a mosque, and he had things engraved on the bullets. This is like 20 years ago? I don't know, 10, 15 years ago? This happened? In New Zealand, where they don't allow guns, by the way. And he somehow this guy, this kid, who was probably 5 years old at the time, this is somehow his hero. I didn't even remember that this guy had done anything like that. Now, this guy was a former FBI guy that they were interviewing saying this stuff. And the first place they go is, this is the kind of thing a white supremacist would do. So this must be a right-wing radical guy down there shooting up the ICE facility. First of all, ICE is already, why, this isn't mainstream MAGA people here, folks, first of all. Even if it was, it wouldn't be. And I don't believe it's mainstream Democrats that are doing this kind of thing with the shootings. However, there is a growing faction within the Democrat Party that is radicalized, and there are some very interesting demographics that seem to be peaking out on the graph, peaking on a scale of the kinds of shooters we're seeing here on the left. The kind of whack-a-moles we're seeing here seem to be very, and I'm not just talking about the trans issue. That's just one thing. It is actually an issue. There is very confused individuals on the left that are doing this kind of stuff. Most of them consider themselves either non-binary or trans. Now, the other side of this is there are just certain age groups, certain backgrounds with regard to education. All those demographics are falling into place. If you've listened to some of the rhetoric that's coming out of some of the universities now, it is a radicalized. I mean, folks, I have to say, I kind of understand this whole idea of calling the Democrat Party, the leftist Democrats and Antifa. I understand calling them a terrorist organization. Here's the thing. They're claiming, oh, Antifa is just an idea. It's not an organization. You can't. How do you declare? So, was ISIS the terrorist organization that was trying to establish a caliphate? Were they an organization that you had a membership card to? It's an ideology. I don't have a membership card to the Christian church. Am I a Christian? I don't have a church membership card. Well, it's just an idea. And unfortunately, there are some people who think that Jesus is just a nice idea. But it didn't really exist. He didn't really exist. That was 2,000 years ago. Yeah, think about how many people have influenced our world in such a way that they actually date our years are based upon his life, his existence. So what year is it? 2025? And when did that start? What do we call it before that? Of course, now they're trying to call it something else. I don't know, some other thing. So it's kind of a weird, there's no logic on the left. And they say things that contradict themselves, even in the midst of their own sentences. Hillary Clinton was recently being interviewed. I have to say, Hillary has apparently got her health together. I would not be surprised if she tries to make another run in 2028. I really would not be surprised. She can sit down for an interview and actually get through it okay, and which is all she needs to do. I think she was way imbalanced. Something was going on with her when she was running in 2016. I don't know what it was, but just think about that. 10 years later, she's going to run again. 12 years later, actually, but to be. I don't. Of course, now she's got another book deal as well. She's got a book deal out, so she's out touring. This is what they do. I explained all that yesterday on the live broadcast, which I guess nobody heard. Where did that thing go? That is so bizarre to me. It just blows my mind that it doesn't exist. Well. Very strange. Anyway, I don't know where it is. Just go to live streams here and see what it is. It's going to be live. Nowhere it is. Nowhere to be found. I have maybe I need to do something else with that before I close it out. I don't know. So anyway, a couple of things I want to talk about. So that's the whole thing. Now the other thing I want to talk about before at the end here. Is this whole thing with YouTube. Now, of course, everybody's talking about Jimmy Kimmel being back on the air. There are some people who are very upset. Actual Justice Warrior, he's a guy who's got a channel. He's very upset, thinks that they really botched this up because the FCC director came out and kind of tried to be a bully about the whole thing and saying, we can do this easy way or the hard way. He thinks that Kimmel had a major victory in this whole process. I think he's partially right. However, I don't think this is going to last. Kimmel did not come out and make an apology. Kimmel did come out and try to pretend like he was crying about some things, and he said something about, you know, of course, supposedly he's part of the Christian faith. And he agrees that, you know, with Erica Kirk coming out and forgiving, you know, the shooter, which is, you know, it's all well and good. He went along with that and acknowledged that. It was a good thing. He did not. Now, he claims that the shooter wasn't anybody. He wasn't from the left or the right. He wasn't, you know, he's saying he's not anybody's side. He made it very clear. Everybody keeps saying, when did he say that? He didn't say that. He didn't say that he was a MAGA guy. He absolutely did say he was a MAGA guy. He absolutely did say that. And he didn't say the word MAGA. But he basically said, this is anybody but their own. Trying to make it sound like it's anybody but their own that did this. What do you mean their own? Who's the there? There, as in T-H-E-I-R, own. He's talking about MAGA. This wasn't a right-wing person. Now he's backing that up and saying, oh, he's not a right-wing or left-wing person. And it wasn't that lie that got him fired. It was the whole thing about the way he was just being so disrespectful. That's what it was. And he didn't get fired, obviously. He got suspended. Of course, now now what's interesting about this whole thing, at the same time that all this is going on, Google comes out and admits that during COVID and during certain times in the past, they have censored and canceled people from YouTube and Google because of their statements about whatever. Typically, it was COVID. They're reinstating many of those people. Reinstating their channels. Now, they're not giving them back their subscribers. You have to go back and build your channel back up again, but they're letting you back in. One of those individuals is, guess who? Alex Jones. I don't talk about Alex Jones much on this channel. That's all I'm going to say about Alex Jones. I'm just saying he's back. He was canceled, and he's back. They even booted the President of the United States off of Twitter during this time. And the left was okay with that. They wanted more. AOC said they don't like the censorship. They want more censorship. That's what they wanted. Hillary Clinton came out and said some people might need to be prosecuted criminally. Now she's coming out and saying, oh, this is terrible that they're weaponizing the federal government, coming after people. And, you know, it's one thing to here again, the government did not suspend or fire or do anything to Jimmy Kimmel. That's not what happened here. And of course, there's all kinds of theories about things that happened, about, you know, who said what to who and what kind of deal was going on behind the scenes, that they had to kowtow to the FCC to keep their deal going, whatever it is. Whatever all that stuff is. Okay, fine. But that's not anything to do. That's not the average Joe out there who's trying to do something. There were so many people who were making their living on YouTube. They'd gone full-time into content creation, making a living or providing for their families, that were all of a sudden taken off the platform because of what they were saying. Not because of anything lewd or crude or because they were misleading people or whatever else. It's just they were asking questions. I'm just asking questions. Just asking questions. Making statements. Asking for more data. Whatever it was they were doing. They were getting demonetized. And the demonetization thing is a tricky deal. That they'll pull somebody's... You know, normally, when somebody posts a video, this is how they do it. Somebody posts a video within the first 24 hours, typically on current events. It's people like, you know, there's some of the people that are out there who make videos who are doing current daily news events. Well, people aren't going to go back and watch a show that happened 2 weeks ago, but unless they just happen to pull it up for reference. most of the listeners will happen within the first 24 hours. What they will do is you put the video out there. They'll wait till you get that, the big spike of, you know, whatever it is, 100,000 people viewing it. They'll demonetize it. Then you can take it back. You can fill it, whatever you got to do to, like, you can appeal to that. They'll reinstate the video, but they won't give you your views back. And they get paid, when you monetize something, I guess you get paid pay per click or whatever it is. You get a million clicks, you can make a living. If you're posting videos with a million people watching them, you're full timer. You're making good money. And if they're taking that away from you, when they repost it, you might get another 20,000 views. If that, throughout the course of the rest of its life, you might get 20,000 views. My dog needs to stay here. Dog is walking away. I have, where are you going, buddy? And this is where I think that they don't necessarily understand, most people don't understand how this game works. So they'll rob somebody from a million views and take them back down. So now instead of making whatever it is they make, a couple hundred dollars on a YouTube video, they'll make $10. But hey, we reinstated your video. Well, yeah, but you took away all the views, and that's what they're doing. They're pulling carpet out from under people. Now, I might since they've changed the rules now, I might try to go back and try to rebuild my channel again. It might be time to do that on YouTube. We'll see how that works. Or I might start a new channel. We'll see what happens with that. Supposedly, I'm supposed to be able to broadcast on three different streams within the vMix software. And I think what I'm going to be doing is broadcasting on Rumble video, and then YouTube video as well as. Now, the other way I could do this is just do an audio podcast on these networks. I could just put a thumbnail up and just do an audio. It's like I'm doing now. That might be an idea. I might try something like that. But I do like to be able to play video clips, which I think that would probably be a better way to do it. that's one way of doing it. Now, the other thing to do is, of course, go to Podbean and go live there as well. I think the best way to do this is going to be just to record and upload it rather than trying to go live with everything. I'm going to continue to try to go live on Wednesdays. Might just be an audio live, may not be a video live, but we'll see how this goes before next week. But that's the plan. And every time it's going to be from the worldwide headquarters. We'll see how that works out next week. But things got to be set up a little bit differently there. So that's going to get a little time to work on that. Anyway, folks, I'm running kind of long. Do appreciate you listening. Once again, probably not going to be a show tomorrow, so Shabbat Shalom. Hope you have a good weekend. And on Saturday, I will be back here. I think I will be able to have a show Tuesday and Wednesday morning of next week. Thursday, probably not. We'll see how things go. Actually, come to think of it, I may be able to actually have a show on Thursday. Let me double check here, because I could be very wrong about this. Hurry up there, phone. I won't have a show on Thursday. Probably not going to have a show. Yeah, not going to have a show on Monday. So unless it's in the afternoon, evening. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your weekend. Take care. I will talk to you probably Tuesday. In the meantime, I will see ya.